22 caskets holding the bodies of men, women, and children lined up for mass. Their families grieve to wonder how long Nigerians will have to endure the bloodshed. Religious leaders say the government is failing the people.
What does it take for every state to have state police to be able to prevent this? Why do we have to beg? Why do we have to kneel down to beg anybody for state police, for goodness sake?
As the country continues to bleed, some political leaders are beginning to own up.
I am here before you to accept a failure on security. We have failed. We have failed.
The service brought together people of different faiths in anger and grief.
The physical damage caused by the Owo church attack may heal quicker, but community leaders here say they expect the psychological impact to last much longer. What happened here has shaken the peace and confidence of a region that has largely avoided much of the violence that is sweeping across Nigeria, raising fears that no place is safe in Africa's most populous nation.
A few kilometers from the funeral mass, the Olajides bury the family matriarch, one of the victims of the church massacre.
It was a big shock. Looking at my mom, this was a friend. Lying lifeless, no life. Somebody I spoke to 2 days before the incident.
St. Francis Church, where the attack happened, is cordoned off. Inside, some of the debris have been cleared. But the blood-stained ceiling is a graphic reminder of the carnage that took place here on June the 5th. And that attack has renewed concerns about safety of lives in the entire country, with less than a year to general elections. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Owo, Southwest Nigeria.